Ezras Hashem, Yuma Daf Gimel. I'm going to start four lines down. We're still trying to figure out when the pasuk says lechaper, which we understood to mean lechaper is the for Yom Kippur, that there's 7 days of preship for Yom Kippur. Trying to figure out if that is really what we're talking about. In fact, the Gemara, Eim Atzeres. Maybe there should be Prisha 7 days before the 1 day of Atzeres. The Prisha Shivali Yom Echad Hu, because that's like the Miluim, where there was Prisha of 7 days before 1 day of Avodah. Rabbi Abba, no, Shuas is different. Donim par Echad v'ayel Echim par Echad v'ayel Echad. We're going to learn out Yom Kippur, where the Karbonos were one par, one ayel, in one specific context, which we'll see Rashi in a minute. Mipar Echad v'ayel Echad, from the Miluim, where there was one par, one ayel. La fuke atzeres, that's the exclusion of atzeres, the shnei elim ninhu, there were two rams. Rashi says, Donim par echad v'ayel echad, this is a difficult Rashi to understand because the numbers don't add up. The Gevuras Ari, from the Shagas Ari, is ma'arich about this. I'm just going to try to read through the Rashi. Donim par echad v'ayel echad, avodas musaf yom kippurim, the avoda of musaf on yom kippur, not the avodas hayom, which is the stuff in Parshas Achrimos. The Musafim of Yom Kippur were par echad v'ayel echad. V'avoda shmini l'miluim is par echad v'ayel echad. D'chsiv kach l'cha egel ben bakar l'chatas. Because there was an ayel and there was an egel ben bakar, which we know that ben bakar ups the age of the animal from being an egel to being older, like a par, for a chatas. So, Frag de Gemara, that's only going to work if it's par echad v'ayel echad on Yom Kippur. Ha nicha l'manda amar Yom Kippurim ayel echad hu. That's going to work if you hold that there was only one ayel that was brought on Yom Kippur. So then it's par echad v'ayel echad. El l'manda amar shnei elim ninhu. If you hold that there were two rams brought on Yom Kippur, ma'ek l'mimra, what are you going to say? The Tanya, learned in a brace, so what's this machlekes? Rebbe Omer ayel echad hu. The ram that is mentioned in Parshas Achrimos by the Avodas Yom Kippurim is the same one mentioned in Parshas Pinchas by the Musafim. One ram. So that means that the question seemed to have been based on Rabbi Shita. But Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon says, Amir, Shnei Elim Heim, there were two. Echad Omer Kan, ve'echad Omer Chumash Pekudim. The ram that's spoken about in the Torah in Parshas Achrimos is not the same one that was spoken about in Parshas Pinchas. So if that's the case, you don't have par echad v'ayel echad. So the Gemara, afilu teimer Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. No, I could even say that this rejection of danim par echad v'ayel echad and par echad v'ayel echad is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, even though he holds that there were two, because hasam chad l'chayv v'sayim, one of them is brought for the avodas Yom Kippurim, v'chad l'musafin, and one of them is brought b'teras karban musaf, La fuke atzeres, to the exclusion of atzeres, where the tarvaihu, both of the rams that we're talking about, are brought for the special avodah of shvuas, which is not the musafin. The rams that are brought with the shtei alechem, excuse me, that avodah of bringing the shtei alechem process in the Beis HaMikdash, has nothing to do with the karban musaf, it's a special chayvus hayom. Sagt Rashi, Ayel Echad Hu, Rebbe holds that it's one Ayel, Shehaya Karban Tzibur B'Yom Kippurim, the Ayel Echad that was a Karban Tzibur on Yom Kippur, Hu HaAmar Kan, Parshas Achrimais, that's the one that's mentioned in Achrimais, U'me'ez Adas B'nei Yisrael Yikach Shnei Seir Yizim L'chatas, V'Ayel Echad L'Oyla. So that pasuk says that from B'nei Yisrael you take two goats for Chatas, and one ram as an Oyla. Hu HaAmar B'Pinchas L'Musafin, that's the same ram that's mentioned in the Musafim in Parshas Pinchas. So we said in Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, it could still be his, according to his shita, there might be two. Hasam chad l'chayves hayoyim, hahu da achrimos, the one in achrimos is the chayves hayoyim. That's part of the avoda of Yom Kippur, which again is not a Musaf. Ve'ein akar Musaf, it's not called a kar Musaf. V'lo iksiv hasam, it doesn't say in achrimos, milvad oilas habaykir, that it is brought in addition to, or besides the daily oilas habayker, the oil that's brought in the morning, kedich sevichol musafin, That's what it says by all of the Musafin. Milvadu lasa boikir, right? I'll share the lasa tamid. That's by Pesach. But the mash mezem moisif al davar yoyim b'yoymai. When the Torah refers to one of the karbonos as being besides the oilas haboiker, besides the karbon tamid, that means that it's being moisif on that, which makes it, or, and that reflects the fact it's a karbon musaf, because a musaf is a karbon that is brought on top of the oilas tamid. As opposed to these are on a separate track. These are not brought on top of that per se. They are also brought on the, whatever yantif it is, but they're brought for a different reason. Not because of the Karban Musaf, but rather because of the Chivas Hayom, the obligations of the day. Lafuki Atzeres, and that's the exclusion of Atzeres, Shvuas, the Tarvayu Chivas Hayom Ninhu. Because both of the rams that the Torah refers to by Shvuas are for the Chivas Hayom. They're not brought in addition to the Tamid, so to speak. Lachivas Shtei Alechem, they're brought on account of the Shtei Alechem. Dichsiv, Pesach says, "Ve'kraftem alechem be'elim shnayim." You will bring when you do the shtei alechem. Again, the shtei alechem is chametz; it's not brought on the mizbeach. But when the shtei alechem is done, you bring two rams. Fine. U'b'chayvas hayom demiluim, and by the miluim, the chayvas hayom that was not b'toras karban musaf, but rather b'toras the miluim, the special day. Ayel echad hu dehava. That was only one ram, and it's not. And as we know, one is not two, so they're not comparable. Zokt, the Gemara Vayter. Rashi seemed to have gone from. Oh no, we're not going. Never mind. Okay, Zokt the Gemara Vayter. So okay, so it's not Shavuos. Maybe it's Rosh Hashanah. Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah, the Prisha Shivli Yom Echad Hu. Rosh Hashanah would also be 7 days of Prisha for 1 day of Aveda. So the Gemara, Amar Biyabo, done in Parva Ayel Shaloi, in Parva Ayel Shaloi, Lafuki Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah did Tzibur Ninhu. So Rabbi Abo's rejection of saying that the priest in the Torah is referring to Rosh Hashanah is also going to be an answer for Shavuos. Done it, we're going to learn out before. What?
Class of Prototype. Why we said that before?
Different Amara. Done in Par Echad, we didn't have to come on to that. Danim par va'al shaloi, mi par va'al shaloi. We're going to learn out Yom Kippur where the Kohen Gadol paid for the bull and the ram from his own money. From the Miluim, where he paid for the par and the isle over there as well. Gadzeres and Rosh Hashanah, to the exclusion of Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, the Tzibur Ninhu, where the Tzibur is responsible for paying for those karbonos. Rashi says, Danim par shaloi de Miluim, mi shaloi hu. The part of the miluim came from the kohen's money, from Aaron's money. Dichsiv kach lecha egel. You should take for yourself a calf. Ubiyom kippurim nami ikaparva ayel mishaloi. And by Yom Kippur, there's also a carbon that's brought from a par and ayel that also came from his own money. Bezois yavoi Aaron el kodesh. With this Aaron shall come. Why does it say Bezus Yavai Aaron? He's already doing all the Avoda anyway. Bapar ben Bakar, right? And then it says the Karbonos. Lafuke Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah did Tzibur Ninhu. Those are regular, straight carbon Tzibur. They're not funded outside by the Kohen or anybody else. They're funded by wherever the Tzibur gets the money from. Yeah. From Bedek Abayas, whatever it is. Lishkos HaGazis. Not Lishkos HaGazis, I'm sorry. From the Truma. Lishkos HaGazis is where the Sanhedrin's at. Comes from the Trumas, the Shkalim, and all that stuff that Ayin Sham. Shvayt de Gemara, Hanich Lamanda Amar, that's going to work according to the Manda Amar, who darshins that Kach Lecha, when it says that you should take these karbonos by the Meluim, is Mishalcha, from your own money. Ve'asei Lecha, and when the Torah says that you should make the Aron Ha'et, says Mishalcha. Rashi says, "Asei lecha k'moy asei lecha shtei chatzitzus kesef." That might be Vayter. Actually, that's Vayter. Elamand, at least it might be Vayter because no, that I'm sorry, I read the wrong one. Asei lecha is talking about the chatzitzus. You should make it. So it sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu was told, "Take your own kesef, take your own money, and make chatzitzus." Yeah. Elamand armishal tzibor. But if you hold that those things come from the tzibor, even though it says kach lecha, Maikli Meimar, then you don't have this rejection. And it might very well be Rosh Hashanah. Ditanya, and in a braisa, kach lecha mishalcha, vase lecha mishalcha, veyichu elecha mishal tziva. When the Torah says kach lecha, it comes from his own money. Ase lecha, by the chatzetris, from his own money. Veyichu elecha mishal tziva.
I got one, but I gave it to someone else. Did they gave one?
So, Veyichu elecha mishal tziva, divrei Rabbi Yeshia. That's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. So, first two are Mishalcha. The third one comes from the Tzibur. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yonasan Omer. Rabbi Yonasan says, Bein Kach Lecha, Bein V'Yikhoi Lecha. Whether it says Kach Lecha, V'Yikhoi Lecha, all comes from Mishal Tzibur. Why then does the Torah say Kach Lecha, which implies it's coming from his own money, but it's really not. Ki V'Yachot, as if to say, Mishalcha. Yeah. So, why does the Torah say kachlecha, which implies he paid for it, but he didn't, even though he didn't? It's as if to say, as if you could say such a thing, that the Rebbeinu Shlom said, Mishalcha ani reitza yes mishalahem. That I want it to, as if it's coming from you, Moshe Rabbeinu, as opposed to from Klal Yisrael. Rashi, kiviyachal, if you ever wonder what kiviyachal means, ani shemati, im hayat tzibur yachal eschaper b'shal yachid, hayisi reitza. So, Rashi heard, shatness is, that if the Rebbeinu Shalom saying that if the tzibur could be mischaper with yours instead of from theirs, that's what I would prefer. Vani Omer, and the Ritva I think agrees with the Rashi's second shot. Lefisha davar kashahu loymer shekadosh baruch hu kotz b'Yisrael. Since it's so difficult for us to say that the Rebbeinu Shalom is repulsed by that which comes from Klal Yisrael as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Omer kiviyachol. So he uses the word kiviyachol. What does that mean? Kleimar al karchinu yemarkin. We're forced to say this. What the Torah says, ki ilu, as if it was efshar lemarkin, as if it was possible to say such a thing. V'chein kol kibiyachol shebashas. Anywhere it says kibiyachol neshas, it's we would never be able to say such a thing on our own, right? We can't just like say, well, oh, it sounds like that this person, you know, that something's wrong over here. It says it in the Torah. If it didn't say this explicitly in the Torah, we wouldn't be able to say such a thing. Okay.
So again, from the question from the end of Gimel Amid Aleph, Rebbe Vahu said we can't. He's got a source. We wouldn't do Lafuke Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. That's only good according to the Manda Amar.
That those carbonos actually came from his own personal money.
But
if they didn't, but we see that there's a machlokes about this.
Right.
So now we see there's a machlokes. And then we have to tie it together loose ends. And why does it say kach lecha? Kach lecha implies it's coming from his own money. If it's not coming from his own money, if that implication is wrong, what is it telling us? It's telling us that kiviyachol, the Rebbeinu Shlom saying that.
So we're still in the midst of understanding this braisa, which is the proof to the question.
Yeah.
That there was a machlokas.
Yeah.
Which therefore means the Rav Avohu may or may not have been correct.
Right.
Okay.
So we're still in the middle of that right now.
Okay.
Abba Chanan Amar Mishim Rabbi Elazar. So Abba Chanan said the name of Rabbi Elazar. Kosev Echad Omer, we have one pasuk. Oh, this is where the other pasuk was. Kosev Echad Omer, we have one pasuk that says, Vasis lecha aron eitz. The Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu, make for yourself an aron of wood. Kosev Echad Omer, Vasu aron atzei shitim. And the pasuk elsewhere says that they should make an aron of atzei shitim. They implying Klal Yisrael. So is it asis lecha, is it tzivoy to Moshe Rabbeinu, or is it tzivoy to Klal Yisrael? The Gemara Haketzad. So, what's the distinction? Kan b'zman sheYisrael oisim etzanu shel makom. When Klal Yisrael is doing etzanu shel makom, the Rebbeinu Shlom wants it to be associated with them. Kan b'zman she'ein oisim etzanu shel makom. But if they're not doing the etzanu of the Borei Olam, then it's kiviyachol that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Fine. So Rashi says b'zman she'ein oisim etzanu shel makom nikras avoda al shmam. Then the avoda is associated with them. But if they're not doing the etzanu shel makom, then the avoda of building the Aron, whatever, is associated exclusively with Moshe Rabbeinu. So, to Gemara, one second. So, we seem to have a machlekes about whether kach lecha is mishal or mishal tzibur. Is it coming from him? Is it coming from everybody? And the whole rejection of saying ve'emir Rosh Hashanah is apparently tali in a machlekes. So, to Gemara, no. Ad kan lo pligi ela bekichas da'am vasiyas da'am. The Machlekes Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Abahu is only elsewhere where the Torah says kach or v'asisa. Kichas da Alma would be like Kachlas HaSamim. When it talks about the Keturis, it says Kach Lecha. What's Kach Lecha? Who's paying for that? Asay Lecha Shtei Chatzaitzris. Asiyas da Alma, I'm sorry, where do you find Asiyas that we're dining on? There's a Machlekes. Asay Lecha Shtei Chatzaitzris Kesef. The Rebbeinu Shalom told him, make for yourself two trumpets of silver. Who paid for that? That's the Machlekes. Aval Hanach, when it comes to these Karbonos, Prushe Kumafarish Mishal Chahu. It's clear from the context of the Psukim that Aaron HaKohen is paying for them. Why? B'miluim, michti. So by the miluim, it's like this. Ksei, the Pasuk says, El b'nei Yisrael tadaber leimar, you should speak to Klai Yisrael saying, kechus your izim lechatos. And then the Pasuk says, v'yemer l'aron, kach lecha egel ben bakar. Klai Yisrael, they should take seir izim lechatos. You, Aaron HaKohen, you should take an egel ben bakar lechatos. Lamali, why does it need to reiterate that? And you should take for yourself. Shema mina, kach lecha is mishalcha. So the Torah goes out of its way to say that Aaron should take for himself after Klal Yisrael was already told to take something. B'yom Kippurim, echti. So how about by Yom Kippur? What's the hechrich to say that the Kohen Gadol pays for these karbanas? K'sev, the Pasuk says, b'zayis yavai Aaron ala kodesh b'par ben bakar lechatas. First it says, with this shall Aaron enter the kodesh with the par ben bakar lechatas. And then the Pasuk says, and from Klal Yisrael yikach, he will take from Klal Yisrael shneis iri izim lechatas. And he'll bring his part. So Asher Loi Lamali, why does the Torah then go say that he brings it? No, I'm sorry, Asher Loi is the end of that pasuk. Lamali, why does it have to say that? Shema Mina, Hai Loi is Mishaloi. We talk learning out from the Asher Loi, right? He's bringing the karbanos that he took from Klal Yisrael, and then it talks about the par Asher Loi. Why does it reiterate Asher Lo? We already know that he goes in with Par Ben Bakar and all that stuff. Shema Mina Mishaloi is, that Loi, I'm sorry, is Mishaloi. That it comes from his own funds. So these two are not a Machlekes. You wanted to say that the Machlekes reviation of Rabbi Nissan is across the board. Anywhere it says Lecha, is that from the Tzibur, is that from the Yachid? No, they're always from the Kohen Gadol, from the Yachid. And we proved that from the Psukim. Rashi says, Adkan lepligi is the teretz. Kach lecha lamali v'shnei krabi dibure. The shani kram, sorry, the teretz changed from how it referred to it. Mimash hiskel adabe, the way we started to talk. Why do we need that? Why do we need the kach lecha? Shema mina, that's coming from his own money. Meaning those words were not necessary. Fine. So now, the chayra, the... So we have said that Rabbi... It sounds like at this point that Rabbi Abo's rejection of saying Rosh Hashanah is still intact. Rav Ashi is going to, and Ravina, are going to offer different rejections of that. Rav Ashi Amar, done in Parlech Chatos V'ayla Oila, in Parlech Chatos V'ayla Oila. We're going to learn out Yom Kippur from Miluim, because by both of them, the bull was brought as a Chatos, and the ram was brought as an Oila. Lafuke Rosh Hashanah V'atzeres, the Tervayu Oilas Ninhu. But on Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, when you bring a par and an ayil, they are not one chatas and one oila, they are both oilis. So the karbonos are b'yisoidam different, so it's not the same thing. If I could learn it out from Yom Kippur, I can learn out Yom Kippur from Miluim, which is the karbonos have the same designations, that's better.
This doesn't sound like he's rejecting everybody, he's providing a different answer, but essentially...
Did I say reject? I don't remember what I said. Did I say rejecting? I don't think so. They're going to offer, I think they offer a different...
Alternative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Rav Ashi offers an alternative rejection of the assumption that there is Prisha for the Milu, for Rosh Hashanah as well. Rashi says, "Danin par lechatas va'ayla oila b'yom kippurim yesh par lechatas on Yom Kippur." There's a par that's brought as a chatas and an oila that's brought as an oila b'karbon yachid, the kohen gadol, regarding the kohen's karbonas. B'zois yovei Aaron goimer. The Shmini Lemiluim, and on the 8th day of the Miluim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan that year, Nami Egel Lechatas Va'ayla Oila. Again, he's calling it Egel. We said Egel Ben Bakar on Amid Aleph, but whatever came from the cattle was a Chatas, and what comes from the sheep is an Oila. Okay, so that's Rav Ashi. Ravina Amar Donan Avodas B'Koyin Gadol Me'Avodah B'Koyin Gadol. The Avodah on Yom Kippur was done by the Koyin Gadol. and the avodah of the miluim was done by the Kohen Gadol. Lafuke kulu kushyasan, to the exclusion of all the other things that we said in between now and the beginning of the sugya, the lav avodah b'Kohen Gadol ninhu. Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do the avodah of the Korban Yachid and the regalim, or even one regal, or even Shmini Atzeres, or even Shuas, or even Rosh Hashanah. Those could be done by any Kohanim. Yom Kippur and the Miluim were special that they were done by the Kohen Gadol. Ve'ikad Amri, an alternative version of what Ravina said, dan an avodah tchila me avodah tchila. We're going to dan on the first avodah. From the first avodah, Yom Kippur is the first time of the year, or the one time of the year. We'll see how Rashi is going to explain that. That they go into the Kodesh Kadashim. Me avodah tchila, from the Miluim, which was the first time that Aaron HaKohen served in the Mikdash. Or the Kohanim served in the Mikdash, for that matter. La'afukehani, to the exclusion of everything else that we said, to lav tchila ninhu. Frek de Gemara, my tchila, what's tchila? If it's the first avodah that the Kohen Gadol did, that's the same thing he said the first time, done in Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol, as opposed to something that's kosher by all the Kohanim. The first avodah in that place, Yom Kippur is the first avodah, or the one avodah that goes in the Kodesh Kadashim. From the first avodah in the Mishkan by the Miluim, because that was the first time they served in the Kohanim, that is, served in the Mishkan.
Is there even a comparison?
What do you mean?
So how do we say we're going to learn from the Kohen Gadol to the Kohen Gadol? There's only one thing the Kohen Gadol has to do.
Well,
how does this go back to the para? It doesn't have to be the Kohen Gadol.
We're not talking about the para.
I'm sorry, the Miluim.
The Miluim was Aaron HaKohen, right? Krav El Mizbeach. He was the one who was commanded to do that.
Okay.
Right. Dr. Rashi. Both of those had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Yes, by the Paraduma it says Elazar, because you don't need the Kohen Gadol to do that. So what's this Tchila that he said in the second explanation, Ravina? Done in Yom Kippurim, she avoided Rishayna Shehutla b'Kohen Gadol b'Karbonas Tzibor, is the first Aveda that was incumbent on Kohen Gadol, the Karbonas Tzibor, Yom Kippur, and Rishon, by the first Yom Kippur, Me Avodah Shmini LeMiluim, which was also the first Avodah Rishon, Shenasa De Kohen Gadol Me'olam. The first Avodah that was exclusively Tzivoy for the Kohen Gadol is Yom Kippur. Everything else could be done by everybody else, like we said until now. Like he just said. Which is the problem, because that's what he just said. Tchila b'makom. So really, what does tchila mean? In the second explanation of Ravina, it's the first one in that place. Yom Kippurim yesh by avoda lifnai lifnim. Right, he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur. Shav Yom Kippurim arishin ha'isa tchila b'makom. That was the first time they ever went in there. Shekoyel mekain lo nichnas adam sham l'avoda, because until then nobody went in there. B'yom shmini lemiluim ha'isa avoda tchila b'mizbeach achitzay. And the eighth day of the Miluim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was the first time they brought Karbonos on the Mizbeach, that the Kohen brought Karbonos on the Mizbeach Achitzer. So you're going to ask me, but that wasn't the first time the Mizbeach was used, right? They already taken off the plastic wrap. Moshe Rabbeinu did Avodah for 7 days in the Miluim. Ein kri Avodah eitz Avodas Kohanim. That's not considered Avodah vis-a-vis what the Kohanim did. Why? So Rashi says something very interesting over here. Shehu b'levush big day kahuna, because the Kohanim serve in the big day kahuna. V'shal Moshe b'chalak lavan, and Moshe Rabbeinu wore a white tunic. Shehu loy huchshu el shah. That was the Hayras Shah that he was supposed to do a vodah for 7 days, that he had the din of a kohen, whatever, it's complicated. The Mefarshim in the back of the Gemara and the other Achrinim do take issue with this Tosfos. With this Rashi, I'm sorry, and they quote a Tosfos as a different explanation, that until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan had the din of a bama, as a private altar, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. It was only on Rosh Chodesh Nisan that it received its status as a Mishkan, and when it was a Mishkan, only Aaron HaKohen was allowed to serve in it. So there's two different approaches to this. Ayin Shem. Especially because the Gemara in Zvachim calls from Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol, at least the Isa Shah, he was the Kohen Gadol. So if that's the Vart, then yes, he was not wearing the Bigdei Kahuna, but he did have the din of the Kohen Gadol, so you'd have a problem saying that. But if you say that the difference between before and after was in the status of the Mizbeach / the Mishkan, then that the Acharonim explained that that might be a little bit easier. Ayin Shan, that's the Mitzvah Eisan and the Siach Yitzchak. Okay, so until now we've been working with this assumption that we learn out, or by assumption I mean it's explicit in the Gemara, that we learn out both Paraduma and Yom Kippur, that there's a Prisha of 7 days from the Miluim. Not so pashit. Ki yasa Rav Dimi, am Rav Yochanan, masni chada, Rav Yishuv ben Levi, masni tarti. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he told us that Rav Yochanan said, we only learn one of them out, one of those two out from the Miluim, as far as Prisha, which means the other one is not in the Pasuk. Rav Yishuv ben Levi, masni tarti, and Rav Yishuv ben Levi says, no, they both are. So basically what we've been saying until now was going according to Rav Yishuv ben Levi. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada. Rabbi Yochanan darshan a pasuk like this, or he had him started this very darshan a pasuk. Lasos lechaper, we don't split them. Lasos lechaper is Ma'aseh Yom Kippurim. Par is not alluded to in that pasuk. No prisha min atayra, going with the Rambam and the other Rishonim who holds daraisa. There is no prisha in the Torah for paraduma. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Masni Tarti. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says no, they're both in the pasuk. Lasos in the Ma'aseh Para. Lechaper in the Ma'aseh Yom Kippurim. So they're both there. That was the drush that we had until now. So to Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada Lo Yidarish Mihai Kura De Kasher Asa V'Yamazeh El Chada Prisha. It's only telling us about one Prisha besides for the Meluim. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada. So Rabbi Yochanan says only one. Frekti Gemara, but you may recall that the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Aleph quoted a Mishnah that talks about Prisha by the Paraduma. If it's not in the pasuk, where'd that come from? V'ha Anan Tanan Shivas Yamim Kurim Yom Kippurim. We have two Mishnayos about 7 days of Prisha, one by Yom Kippur, which you're telling me is in the Pasuk, but we also have this one by Sreva Zapara, by burning the Paraduma. What are you doing that for? It's not in the Pasuk. So Tigmar Maila Ba'alma. They did it as its astringency, just for the sake of the mitzvah of Paraduma, but there's no precedent for it in the Torah. Rashi says Maila Ba'alma, Mitnei Hakal, this is like we said before, because a Tful Yoim, who's not allowed to do the Avodah in Beis HaMikdash, is allowed to do the Paraduma, Mivnei HaKal Sheikilu Balatame Midas HaKoyin HaSarfa Osu Malas Rabbis. Because we're Mekel in one area that we're Matame the Koyin, they should be a Tful Yoim, in order to Shtach the Tzdukim, then we're going to be Machmer and everything else, we're going to overcompensate, Aikidei Kach, that we're going to separate him from his house for 7 days before him. Fragdi Gemara, we have a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. V'ha'amar Rabbi Numi Bar Chilkiya. You may recall also from that Beis Amud Aleph that Rabbi Numi Bar Chilkiya said the name of Mechasi Bar Idi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the drasha was Kasher also B'yerman Zed Tziv Hashem Lasos Lechaper Aleichem Lasos is Ma'aseh Para, that we darshan as pasuk that Lasos is telling us Ma'aseh Para and Lechaper Eile Ma'aseh Yom Kippurim and Lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur, which means that Rabbi Yochanan said over a drasha that we do darshan para from that pasuk by the Miluim. And he just said that we only have the drasha of Yom Kippur in that pasuk. So that's a contradiction. Zakti Gemara Ahudi Rabbe. What he said earlier was in the name of his Rebbeim. Dichiyasa Ravin, because when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yishmael, he said that Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Rabbi Yishmael, the Tana, Lasois Ma'aseh Para, Lechaper Elamasi Yom Kippur. So he had a different teaching from his Rebbeim, that we talk a darshan both, but he only darshan one. Tosfos asks, how could he argue with Rabbi Yishmael as a Tana? Because Rabbi Yochanan is an Amora, and Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tana Upalig. So, right, we know that the Rav, the Helig Amora Rav, has the status of a Tana Upalig, that in certain circumstances we will say that he has the koyach to argue with a Braisa. Rabbi Yochanan does not have that koyach. How could he argue with Rabbi Yishmael? So Tosfos says that Tosfos gives two answers. First answer Tosfos says is that on Amud Aleph, Dalet Amud Aleph, we're going to have a tiny kavosei der Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to have a brisa that supports what Rabbi Yochanan said, that there's only one thing learned out from the pasuk. The alternative answer Tosfos gives is that the fact that he said it in the name of Rabbi Yishmael implies that the Rabbanan argue with him, which means that he has something to hang his hat on, as they say. Rashi says nothing. So the Gemara Vayter, okay. Amar le Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, Meheicha keyalfas la, where are you learning out this prisha from for Yom Kippur? Mimiluim. We learn it out from the Miluim, right? That's what we've been talking about for the last two blocks. Ima Miluim, kol akosta behem ma'akev behem. So if you're going to learn it out from the Miluim, there's a special din, which we'll see as machlokes later, but Reish Lakish holds, and Rabbi Yochanan, that everything that's said by the Miluim, kol akosta behem, all of the mitzvahs of the Miluim, ma'akev behem, is li'ikuva. That means that if you don't do it, then the avodah was pasul. Right? Avhachanami say the same thing, that the prisha for Yom Kippurim should be ma'akev. Avhachanami say kol akosta behem ma'akev behem, to say that the prisha's dayan yamim for Yom Kippur should be ma'akev, and if you didn't do it, the Kohen Gadol is not kosher to do the avodah. V'chiteima, you'll tell me hachanami, the taka is ma'akev. But we know that's not true because we have a deek in the Mishnah. V'atanan, because the Mishnah says when it comes to the back of Kohen Gadol, u'mesakinan loy Kohen Acher. It says we're mesakin a Kohen Acher for him. V'loy k'tani mafrishin. It doesn't say that we put him away for 7 days also. So, Elamai, you have a problem. V'chiteima, right, because it should be ma'akev if we're learning out from the Miluim. V'chiteima, so maybe you'll tell me, my mesakinan. What does it mean that we're masakin a Kohen Gadol? That's a backup. It means mafrish, and we also put him away for a week. Listen, oi idi idi masakinan, oi idi vi idi mafrishin. Use the same word by both places. By the first Kohen Gadol and the second Kohen Gadol, if they're both doing the same thing, either say masakin for both of them or say mafrish for both of them. Why does the Mishnah change the lashon LMI to tell us that the second one doesn't have the preacher Zayin Yomim like the first one does? So if you're learning it out from the Meluim, you're going to have a problem. Rashi says, Meheicha yalfas olahach prisha. Where do you learn the prisha of Yom Kippur from? From the Miluim. Ima Miluim kol akosta behem ma'akev behem kidi yalfin ala kama bishmaitin, which we'll see on daf hey. So it should be like that by Yom Kippur. And you'll tell me that it is, but the Mishnah is inconsistent. V'loik tani mafrishin by the backup Kohen Gadol. V'im yireh psul b'Kohen Gadol yishamish zeh v'loik prisha. It's going to come out that if the first Kohen Gadol becomes tameh and he can't do the avodah, the second Kohen Gadol is doing the avodah Yom Kippur without prisha. You just told me that by Miluim, kol hakosav ma'akevahem. So, Rabbi Yochanan was not concerned for this question. The Ritva says because Rabbi Yochanan is not going to respond to that. Rabbi Yochanan is just going to say, well, what do you hold? Which is the next line of the Gemara. So, the Ritva explains that we learn things out one from the other, but that doesn't mean that we're going to take it to the bank and say that Mamash has to be exactly the same thing. Quote to Yerushalmi, it says something to that effect. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, okay, so if that's your question, Elamar Meheicha Yalifla, you're going to have a problem. You can't learn it after the Miluim based on your question. Where are you learning out the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol from? Rashi says, Elamar Meheicha, oh, let's see the answer. So Digmar Mi Sinai, we learn it out from Har Sinai. Rashi says, Elamar Meheicha Yalif, Amalei Mi Sinai, we learn it out from Har Sinai, Shematzinu Shapirish Meish Shekhoidim Knisas Lamachin Eshchina. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu, before he entered Machaneh Shechina, was parish for a number of days. Dechsev, the pasuk says, "V'yishkan b'kvod Hashem al Har Sinai," and the honor of Hashem rested upon Har Sinai. V'chaseu ha'anon sheishes yamim, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. V'yikra Moshe b'yom hashvi, and Moshe Rabbeinu was called, and he called out to Moshe Rabbeinu, say better, on the seventh day. So 1 second, Mechti, the pasuk says, "V'chaseu on Rashi says to Moshe that the cloud covered him." Okay, Mechte. Let's take a look at this. Ksev, the pasuk says, V'yikra Moshe b'yom hashvi. Mai sheishes yomim. So it says that he was called on the seventh day. What was the 6 days for, right? V'yichasu ha'anon. The anon covered Moshe Rabbeinu for 7 days, 6 days. As Rashi says, not necessarily Har Sinai, but Moshe Rabbeinu as well. What was that? Mai sheishes yomim. Zebona av. This is teaching us. Shekol ha'nichnas b'machne shechina. Anybody who goes into machne shechina, and the Kurdish Kadashim is Machne Shechina too. Ta'on Prisha Shisha. You need to separate yourself 6 days prior. Fekti Gemara, look at the top of the Amr. Shivas Yomim, it says. The name of the parak is for 7 days, the Kohen Gadol is Mafresh himself. You're telling me it only has to be six. Shisha, right? Va'anan Shiva, Tanan, the mission says seven. So the Gemara, Masnis and Rabbi Ben Beseira, the mission is in accordance with Rabbi Ben Beseira, who explained the chayish l'tumas besa. We're worried that maybe he'll find out after he is with his wife that she was a safek nida, and he'll be tummy for 7 days misafek, and you'll have a problem. So 6 days is as far as the ikar prisha. The seventh day, why are we doing this for 7 days? Because of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra's chashash of tumas besa. Be'ezus Hashem, we will go over this tomorrow.